Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, everybody. All right. How should the Big Ten feel about this major, major, major announcement? USC, UCLA joining the conference. On your head, we got James Jackson of the Straight Facts podcast coming to you. He's going to talk about Philadelphia, all right? And how will USC, UCLA, how will they fare in the Big Ten? Want to talk about that. What happens next for the Big 12? What school could be on the move next? We'll discuss all that and more. Hour one of Up On Game. Coming at you now.
Let's go!
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
All right, welcome in to Up On Game. TJ and Plex are taking the weekend off. It will just be me solo doloing it with my man, Ryan Bershinger. And I got my man Junior up in the spot, Mr. Ramos. And we got the legendary Isaac Lohenkron. If I may implore you to jump in with me for a little bit as well. Happy Saturday to everyone out there. Hope everybody is enjoying their weekend. Big show to get to today. Obviously, the biggest topic outside of the obvious of what's going on in Cleveland has been the announcement of UCLA and USC making their bid to go into joining the Big Ten Conference. If you want to check us out on the Twitter, make sure you go to at LeVar Arrington, at Hoosh84, at Plexico Burris. That's Plexico with an A, of course, and at Fox Sports Radio. You can listen live to us on the Fox Sports Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, and SiriusXM 83, that is. All right, appreciate all the affiliates out there that play our show and show us a lot of love. Let's get to it. Big announcement. Burs, do you have a headline for me on the Big Ten and the USC, UCLA joining the conference?
Well, yeah, that's what happened. Just a couple days ago, John Wilner first broke the fact that there was rumors and news that USC and UCLA might leave the Pac-12 for the Big Ten as soon as 2024. And then later that night, both of the schools themselves announced it, saying that, yeah, they are in fact joining the Big Ten in 2024.
Yeah, I love this. And I know there have been a lot of mixed opinions about this. I mean, as a former Big Ten player, for one, I love the conference. I love what the Big Ten represents. The Big Ten has always represented the antithesis of what the Pac has represented. You go to the Pac, you're looking for smaller guys, skilled guys. It's more pass heavy. I mean, nowadays pass heavy is everywhere, but it's just been largely considered more of a skill driven conference. Whereas when you look at the Big Ten, I've always said this and I've always made this discussion point that the Big Ten from top to bottom is probably the best conference in all of college football. Now, people will debate that and be up in arms about it. I do believe the SEC obviously is the most successful and the most dominant conference in all of college football. But I do believe that the Big Ten, in terms of parity, in terms of the amount of teams that could actually challenge and make it interesting during the course of a season, reside in the Big Ten. So to say that and then to think of one of the most historical, most traditioned programs in the history of college football with all the success that USC has had during the course of time that they've been around, it's kind of really unmatched. And I'm really excited about USC. I think of teams like, obviously, me being a Penn Stater, the tradition, the simplicity of the uniforms. The uniforms have never changed. It's just been something that has been a part of a staple of the program. You think of the amount of success. And then you take and you look at teams like Michigan and Ohio State and Michigan State and those types of teams, amazing traditions, amazing cultures. Wisconsin is one of those teams. They haven't changed their uniforms. They stay connected to the tradition. Michigan, they don't change their uniforms. They stay connected to the tradition. Iowa, they don't change their uniforms. They stay connected to the tradition. You look at all of these different teams. You look at the Northwesterns. We've had new additions come in, you know, with Rutgers and with Maryland. I look at this one, and I think it's more impactful even than when Maryland and Rutgers came into the Big Ten Conference. So for me, I've been pretty excited about it. People ask me, well, what is the reason why you feel the excitement about this move taking place? For one, the Pac has an interesting schedule, all right? And their games air later a lot of times. The main games that you've watched generally are either finishing, concluding, or it's just a one primetime game that you're watching, and it's generally out of sight, out of mind to watch Pac-12 teams and watch Pac-12 games. Now, you will find yourself looking for USC games, as of late, I would say maybe because I live here, I do find myself looking for UCLA games. All right, I think that chip in the gang at UCLA have finally started to turn a corner in terms of what type of team they're going to be and what direction they're going in. I still think they have a ways to go. But you ultimately have to look at UCLA and also you have to look at USC, and you got to say to yourselves, if they're moving into the Big Ten in the next couple years, they have got to start getting bigger, stronger up front with the offense and the defensive fronts. That's going to be imperative to them being able to transition into a conference that is – it's a bloodbath conference. If you do not have it, even with the current teams in the Big Ten, including Penn State, if you do not have the size and the strength to be able to hold off the size and the strength on the other side of the ball, it can get ugly and vice versa. When you do not have the guys up front on the defensive side of the ball to hold things up, it can get ugly. And you get beat up. It's a conference where I've always said you do not see Big Ten teams largely in part have a ton of success in terms of the amount of teams because there are losses that take place in the Big Ten. And the reason why there are losses that take place is because I believe that there is a lot of parity. There is a lot of competitive parity in the Big Ten conference. And so to me, this opens up the gateway to a larger audience that exists on the West Coast and further out west in terms of viewership, in terms of exposure. I would have loved to have been playing in a Big Ten conference that gave me the opportunity to play against USC once a year, against UCLA once a year. It's an amazing market. It's number one, number two media market in the country. And it ultimately gives you an exposure to a different group of people. So now people that would be watching and paying attention to USC and UCLA are now paying attention to a Penn State, are now paying attention to an Ohio State or an Illinois or an Iowa or Wisconsin or Northwestern. And I don't know that that would be the case if this weren't to happen. Yes, you do have a tremendously large alumni base all over the country. Since being here in California, I've experienced there being multiple bars that you can go to, sports venues that you can go to, and watch various Big Ten teams. They are Big Ten branded places to go watch. Michigan is very big on the West Coast. Ohio State is big on the West Coast. Penn State is very big on the West Coast. So there are people here, fans here, that are locally engaged in what's going on with the Big Ten. So I think that this is a great move. I think that revenue-wise, TV-wise, I know things have gotten kind of messed up with TV contracts with USC. UCLA is fighting for relevance as a football power in college football. Keep in mind, this isn't just limited to football, right? So you're talking about basketball as well, most other sports. I think it'll be interesting to see how it plays out on the hardwood with basketball. I'm not sure, Ryan, is wrestling and volleyball and those different things, I think it might just be beach sand volleyball that might not be included in the deal. But to think that, you know, our wrestling teams will be able to lock horns, or our volleyball teams, you know, Penn State women's volleyball is one of the most amazing programs that you could be a part of. You know, you see how competitive some of these other programs are within the Big Ten, which they compete at such a high level. So this isn't just limited to football. Clearly, this is a tremendously big move. It'll be interesting to see how much Lincoln Riley can get done with USC before they make this transition. But I like the move. I think it's an exciting move. And, you know, we'll continue to discuss as this show goes on. We got Up On Your Head, On Your Head coming up in the next segment, and then we'll continue the conversation. how will USC and UCLA fare in the Big Ten in football? We'll touch on that. We'll touch on what happens next for the Pac-12, because clearly this is a devastating move for that conference and what that looks like for them moving forward. You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. TJ and Plex are taking the weekend off. Obviously, it's a holiday weekend, so I want those guys to enjoy their weekends. We'll get through 2 hours, and we'll have a good time doing it, all right? On the other side of this break, it'll be I'm On Your Head. We'll be right back.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, the think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2 liter, right? If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Track your picks and play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code UPONGAME for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code UPONGAME only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, welcome back into the show. This is Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. TJ Hushmanzada and Plexico Burris have started their July 4th Independence vacation weekend. I'll be manning this battleship by myself for the day. But you know what? What's cool about this moment right now is I won't be by myself because, well, we're going to get on your head with a little bit of On Your Head with my man, JJ James Jackson, if you're nasty.
Well, listen, because I know a lot of teams made upgrades this offseason, and it's got some people hype, right? It's got the fans hype, and it looks like it's got some players hype too, because I heard a certain player on the Eagles was calling his team an all-star team. So, Miles Sanders, I'm on your head, man. All-star team, huh? As we say in Philly, man, that's heavy talk, young boy, and I'm not sure if they're there just yet. See, that phrase, all-star team or super team, that really makes Eagles fans cringe ever since 2011. And we all remember that season, right? All the talent in the world, and you end up going 8-8. Shaky baby. And I know the Birds have won a Super Bowl since then, so all is forgiven pretty much. But those words still create expectations. Expectations Eagles can't even soar over sometimes. So let's see what they got going on. Because they got a QB with one playoff experience under his belt, a second-year wide receiver, a second-year head coach, all on an offense with really one Pro Bowl visit combined. So, I know they're lucky they play in Lincoln Financial Field because Miles has got to put his money where his mouth is this season. Mm. So, go ahead and call yourselves an all-star team if you want to, man. It only raises the expectations for your team. Let Philly go and have less than a stellar season this season. And the Eagles running back is going to be running that statement back. I'm on your head, man. I don't know if I can let him go, him calling him an all-star team, man. I don't know if I can give that back.
I mean, can Amari Cooper stay healthy? I think he'll have a tremendous impact on Philly. I think that Philly can really be the dark horse of the NFC East. I actually have them winning the NFC East. I know a lot of people are saying it's a foregone conclusion that Dallas will win the NFC East, but I honestly believe, and I know this might be outrageous, but while you're on Miles Sanders' head, which I gotta take umbrage with on more than one one level for sure, clearly because he's a Penn Stater,
I see why you come to his defense.
I do believe the number one rushing attack in the National Football League last year. And I think that they did what they needed to do to make improvements to be more competitive within the division. And so now I'm looking at them. I'm like, look, I think that a lot of teams got better. I think Washington got better. I think the Commanders improved. They just made their receiver, McLaurin, a very, very happy man with a new contract. They added Wentz. And while many people may fault Wentz and may ridicule and scrutinize Carson Wentz, he knows the NFC East. He's familiar with a lot of what's going on in that division. And for what it's worth, I feel like this is his last opportunity to prove that he can be a starting guy in the National Football League, James. So, to me, I look at Philly, I look at Washington and Dallas as that second-tier team. I do not look at the Giants as being a competitive team this year. I think they made some decent moves, but we already got one guy top draft picks is already, getting adjustments. So, yeah. And I just don't know that Daniel Dimes is the guy. But I will say this. I do think that Philly is prime to win the NFC East and possibly – I don't think Super Bowl contenders, but I do think at least competitive, more competitive than what they've been. We'll talk about Jalen Hurts later on in the show, but I do think that it's not a foregone conclusion to look at this team and say you got some all-star caliber guys. It might be a little bit overstated to say all-star team. And by the way, they do have a history of having, high-profile athlete come out and say, we have an all-star team. That happened before.
And that's where my reference lies.
Yeah,
reference comes from.
It did happen before, and it did not go quite as well as planned. But I digress. I do think this Philly team will be much improved from last season, James.
And I don't fault you on that. One thing they always have going for them is the Cowboys love to lead the division at some point in the year. So I'm tired of just giving the Cowboys the division before the season starts, even if their team is better on paper. And then coming into this season, it's not a foregone conclusion that their team is better on paper. You're right. The Eagles did a lot to improve their team. And if the A.J. Brown trade pans out, they add, you know, a dynamic passing attack to what, you're right, it is already, you know, the number one rushing attack on paper in the NFL last season. The reason I want to get on Miles Sanders for that statement, and you hit it on the head, is we've heard the Eagles call themselves an all-star team before that collection of players has done anything. And I just would like to reserve all-star team or super team for those teams that are stacked and proven. Like, you're right when the Eagles have a bunch of all-star caliber players on their team. The last time I checked, only one of them has actually gone to the Pro Bowl, and that's A.J. Brown. So I love that there's a lot of promise on the Eagles. I think they're primed to do something good. And just because they're a good team doesn't mean they're an all-star team. So I don't think they're going to be a bad team. Can we reserve all-star team for all-star teams?
I mean, I'm with you there. It's a tad bit strong to say all-star team. It's a tad bit strong.
Come on, man. Okay, so then let me ask you this. Because you sound like you're swaying to they might be an all-star team or they might be able to perform like an all-star team.
No, I'm not calling them an all-star team. I'm not going to go that far. But I do think that they have some really, really good elements on both sides of the ball. I think they upgraded on the offensive side of the ball. I think they added some stout players from Georgia, clearly, that can help them on the defensive side of the ball. I just think that they had a sneaky good offseason. I don't know that it's a pronounced amazing offseason. I think it's a sneaky good offseason. And like I said, I'll talk about this later on in the show. Jalen Hurts has to come of age this season. If it's going to come together the way that it's supposed to come together, it's going to have to be Jalen Hurts that kind of starts to, really, really assert himself in a much more pronounced manner, a much more dominant manner than what it has been. But I think that he was on track last year. And I just have a feeling that he will be better this season. And I think Amari Cooper will play a major part in that. We've always heard of either a veteran player of a certain caliber, whether it was Marvin Harrison and Marshall Faulk with Peyton Manning, or you have guys that you know, in these different, you know, Jerome Bettis and Hines Ward, you know, schooling up Big Ben as a rookie. Like, I think Amari Cooper has that type of understanding and maturity, understanding of the game, maturity for what it takes to be successful. And I think that's going to be something that helps them moving forward. They got Jalen. He's going to be coming of age. You know, I just think that there is a lot of talent. They're not lacking talent in the positions that they need, and they got better up front. I just think that you got to pay attention to Philly.
Yeah, and it's got Miles excited. Miles is a
super
young
excited
over there. So he's looking around the room and he's seeing a prominent name at each skill position, and he's not used to seeing that. You know, from the D line to the defensive backfield, the offensive backfield, wide receiver core, and, you know, even the offensive line, it's got prominent names on it. So he's definitely looking around his squad and he's getting a little excited. Just I'm gonna reserve the term all star team. Now. Let them battle off a couple
you.
Of things, and then I can give it to them. But I can't let that slide, man. You know I can't let that slide.
I agree with you, man, and I appreciate that. Everybody who just heard this segment, make sure you go check out Up On Game Presents and look at or listen to the Straight Facts podcast, manned by my man that you're listening to right now, James Jackson, JJ. Give me the rest of the crew. Give them a rundown on the rest of the crew, JJ.
Of course, man. It's not only me. We got Jake Daly, my man, my partner in crime, and Stat Robinson. We like to call him the human sports encyclopedia. So it's us three giving you the straight facts, rundown on all sports all the time, man, as always, presented by the Up On Game Network, man. It's a heck of a podcast, man. You listen to it, LeVar. You love it.
All the time.
People are going to love it out there.
Tell them about this week's episode, what you got going on.
So we got, I mean, we got a lot of content dropping this week. We're going to have two episodes coming because it's the off season and we see a lot of things going down. So not only are we going to break down all the crazy NBA off season with everything going down, the Kyrie Irving drama, the Kevin Durant drama, all the crazy off season signings, we're also going to double back and reassess the NBA draft and do a little big board and say which five top five draft picks are primed to have the best NBA season. So you make sure you guys keep it locked to the Straight Facts Podcast platforms and the FL and Game platforms. We've got a lot coming this week, man.
Love it. Appreciate you, JJ, man. And leave them Penn Staters alone, man. You know, pick somebody else to jump on, man.
Tell them to keep themselves in check. But no, I got you.
Sounds good. Appreciate you, man. Hey, everybody, make sure you download the DraftKings app and use code UPONGAME to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Mr. Isaac Lohenkron, the legendary Isaac Lohenkron. Can I get a trending, sir?
LeVar, thanks to you, I'm never going to be able to look at turtles the same way ever again.
Hey, people might not understand that reference. You know what I mean? They might not understand that reference. It's kind of funny, Ilo.
Your show does have a podcast.
Yes, it does. It does.
A Cup of Joe and Two Pros.
Yes.
Friday, third hour.
Yes.
Almost caused me to drive off the 101 freeway because I was laughing so hard.
It was pretty good. I ain't gonna lie. It was pretty good.
You know, I didn't think we would get that sort of, you know, tune into LeVar, NFL analysis, football legend, sports analysis. I didn't know how well versed you were in, how shall I put it? The
tortoise relations.
Yes.
Relations, we'll call it.
Never going to be able to look at turtles the same way ever again. LeVar, we got some NBA news that has just come down. ESPN reporting Cleveland Cavaliers All-Star guard Darius Garland has agreed on a 5-year, $193 million designated rookie contract extension that could wind up being worth as much as $231 million. In the NFL, nothing like a salty Dan Snyder to spice up a Saturday, as the embattled Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder has unloaded on the Washington Post.
Of course.
Today, the newspaper, LeVar, published an article summarizing allegations made against Snyder in depositions made to the House Oversight Committee. Well, the Post offered Snyder an opportunity to respond to the allegations, and a Commanders spokesperson replied, and I quote, "Despite Mr. Snyder's continued apologies and regret for the historical problems that arose at the team, the Washington Post goes out of its way to assail his character and ignore the successful efforts by both Dan and Tanya Snyder, together with Jason Wright and Coach Ron Rivera, for over the past 2 years to bring about a remarkable transformation to the organization." Unquote. For the past 2 years, huh? Well, for the record, Snyder has owned the team for the past 23 years. On to Major League Baseball, two games underway right now. The Toronto Blue Jays on an RBI single by Vladimir Guerrero Jr. have a 1-0 lead over the Tampa Bay Rays in the top half of the second inning. And the Cleveland Guardians and New York Yankees are scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Back to turtle expert LeVar Arrington.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned turtle expert because, well, what I want to do here.
You're not going to make those noises again, are you?
No.
Stop it. You're doing it now. Stop it.
No, I'm not. What do you mean?
Where did you learn this?
Hey, let me tell you something. I got some of the weirdest knowledge. I love animals. So I have I do a lot of reading and a lot of watching. I'm a big National Geographic person. So I catch on to certain things sometimes. And, well, that was one of those things that was kind of funny. And, you know, if you ever YouTube tortoises or turtles, just type in, you know, this family friendly show. So just do it on your own at sometimes. Just turtles hanging out. and you'll get a good laugh out of it. A nice little chuckle, Ilo, I'll say, you know. It is what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
And for what it's worth, the Maryland Terrapins, they haven't fared very well since they've come to the Big Ten. Since 2014, the expansion year, Maryland has been 30-49, 16-41 within the conference. It begs the conversation of how do people feel USC will fare, UCLA will fare in the Big Ten Conference. Rutgers has they've been the worst. They've only managed to muster 10 wins in the Big Ten. They've gone 24-58 total record wise. It's interesting when you look at the upper echelons teams, you would think that, okay, everybody knows Ohio State, but then you would think that Penn State and Michigan and Michigan State would be next in line in terms of success, but it's not. And that's what I think could be the most alarming aspect of all of this is there are teams that are really, really good in the Big Ten, and they really don't get kind of the shine that other schools get. Wisconsin is actually second, and Iowa is actually third. Wisconsin with 44 victories and 14 losses, 67-22 overall since 2014, 39-21 for Iowa, and 60-27 overall. Penn State comes after with 60-28, 38-23 in the Big Ten. The interesting thing is even though the record has been better for Wisconsin and Iowa, they have failed to post a Big Ten title. So now you get into the next teams, Penn State, Michigan, Michigan State. Michigan State has been able to win a Big Ten title. All right, Michigan this past season was able to finally get a Big Ten title. Ohio State has a ton of Big Ten titles. So it's interesting to think. Minnesota seems to be trying to go in the right direction. Northwestern has been a team that has stayed above the fray. They're 36-24, 51-30 overall under Pat Fitzgerald. He's done a fine job with that program. They didn't have such a great year this past year, but they have been very competitive and have seemingly been going through the process of becoming a more dominant program. But then now you get down to the bottom of the deck, right? Nebraska came in. They were an expansion team as well. They've done fair. No, they haven't. They're not above 500 in overall wins or in the Big Ten. 26-34 in the Big Ten. 40-43 overall. Maryland has been 30. Abysmal 30-49, 16-41, as I mentioned earlier, and Rutgers being 24-58 and only mustering 10 wins to 61 games in the Big Ten. It just it's not good. And so to me, and this is an article from, I want to say, this might be off by a year. Anyway, the publication that I used, it might not be all the way. It might not be 2 day up to date. So some of these numbers might be off by a season or so. But the reality of it is that when I look at how they may fare in terms of their approach to the Big Ten, I think it's going to be simply difficult for them to have success from the sheer standpoints of logistically speaking. You're talking having to fly cross country, the time zone changes. Yes, for those who don't think that may play a part, it does. And they would have to be traveling probably more often. I mean, I guess if you're talking halfway, half and half, they're traveling pretty far in terms of going to the different places to play. The weather is vastly different with Big Ten teams versus a Pac-12 team. And again, I think that the lack of familiarity, I know they play in the Rose Bowl. That's a one-time game a year. I think it's very different when you take a team that's used to playing the style of football that's played in the PAC versus the style of football that's played in the Big Ten, especially when the weather changes. It'll be interesting to see what takes place on the other side of the break. The next discussion point is, well, you know, can the Pac-12 recover? What happens next for the Pac-12? We'll talk about that and a little bit more. You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. TJ and Plex are taking the weekend off. Happy 4th. Be careful out there. Don't mess around with those fireworks. Just go watch the pros do it, all right? We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the show. Heading into hour two. I wanted to quickly jump in. You're listening to Up On Game, by the way. Up On Game, I'm LeVar Arrington. TJ and Plex are taking the weekend off. It's a holiday weekend. I hope you guys enjoy your weekends. I hope all of you enjoy your weekends out there and have a safe holiday celebration of independence. What happens next for the Pac-12? What schools could be on the move next? You know, I'm not certain of what schools could be on the move next, but I will focus in on the fact that I'm looking at the Pac-12 and I say to myself, you know, you have a team in Oregon who has been, you know, the highest winning team in the conference. All right. They're tied for first, interestingly enough, with Stanford. So the top two teams in the conference during the past decade have been Stanford and Oregon, which I find to be very interesting. Stanford has been a stable program that has really established a sense of winning on a consistent level. Oregon has been up and down, but they too have been more of a dominant team through the last decade. But now they have a coaching change. There have been coaching changes that have taken place in the pack. It's interesting. USC rounds it off at number three in terms of what they've been able to accomplish. But what really jumps out at me is that UCLA is seventh. They are middle of the pack in terms of the Big 12, or excuse me, the Pac-12 conference. That's a tad bit, if you ask me, a tad bit alarming if you're going into a conference is as strong as the Big Ten. And we talked about, and if you missed any of it, make sure you check out the podcast, Up On Game Podcast, anywhere you get your podcast that you listen to. But the records of the top teams in the Big Ten, it's really not even very comparable to what these teams have done in the Pac-12. Like UCLA being at 43-47, that's a 47.8% winning average. It's not very high, and I got to say, it's not very impressive. Now, USC, different. They're at 61-29 at a 67.8% winning average. But that's number three. That's number three. So it's not even – you're talking about the two top teams. They're still in the Pac-12. So if I were to guess if another team or teams would possibly be on the move, you know, I would say the first team I would look at and think about would probably be Oregon. And it would be because nothing more than they are able to command attention as a university. I find that maybe Arizona State and Arizona will probably stay put. Look for Utah to possibly take a strong step forward as these transitions take place. Not sure where Washington State will end up, but all in all, I think that the Pac-12 has been a conference that has underachieved on many levels, many scales. This certainly does not help the conference by any means, any stretch of the imagination. The USC Trojans moved the needle. We all know that. And now they're moving to a new conference. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. But we'll be here to bring it to you when it happens. You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. Happy 4th of July weekend. I'm holding it down by myself. But you know what? No worries. We're going to knock down hour two coming up at you next on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.